Through clear views of God and man, prayer can provide powerful glimpses of spiritual reality. God creates us to witness, not to recreate, what is spiritually true. Taking good care of ourselves through prayer involves witnessing to and watching for our true and real God-made being. Dropping the false sense of man as a personal creator, guilt, burden, and the false responsibility that goes along with it falls away too. Prayer that leans on God's law to reveal and enforce itself shows the true creation as perfectly formed and maintained. The psalmist said, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." There's a lot packed into that simple verse. What does it mean to be fearfully and wonderfully made? Well, God's Word translation puts it like this: "I will give thanks to you because I've been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this." Psalms 139, verse 14. What a powerful affirmation. I like to put it this way: I thank you, God, for giving me a full awareness of your goodness, of what you have already done, and what you're doing in me and in mankind now. Your work is amazing, the maximum of good, miraculous perhaps to a limited human sense, but perfectly natural and clear to me. I yield all my awareness to you and to your divine reality. Christian Science brings sharp definition to being. Its explanations make a distinct separation between a mortal, limited sense of creation as impaired and struggling, and the real state of man as safe, secure, healthy, and good. Under the marginal heading of spiritual origin, Mary Baker Eddy wrote, "In science, man is the offspring of spirit, the beautiful, good and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not, like that of mortals, in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being." That's from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures on page 63. And right there, you've got the divine law of life. God is creating, protecting, and maintaining each one of us, holding us secure and loved in life. Don't allow any brutish, mortal sense to bully you into being afraid for your life or for the life of others. We can drop impairing and false fears. As your prayer lifts you to view what God is doing right now for you and for all of his creation, you will witness more and more that God is good and only good. Not just good-sided, but divine good itself in all its substance and glory. And you will know and see yourself and those around you as you really are: amazing and wonderful, and that right well.